Well, I think, you know, that the word nipida is for a while Bhikkhu Bodhi was translating it as disgust. And it's true. I mean, it's not a bad translation. It's just it's not a useful one in the English language. but literally, just the word disgust is meaning to lose the flavor for. It's like that gustatory element. The world doesn't taste that good anymore. and so that even the best thing or the most, you know, in terms of taste, and it's like, I remember one time with for people who know Ajahn Sujito, he's an English monk, very accomplished, very great teacher, great meditator, and a great sense of humor. And sometimes he can be incredibly droll. And I remember we were on a picnic or something here some years ago, and I was having a meal out somewhere, a nice place, and then the dessert comes around, and it's cheesecake, and pass it on to Ajahn Sujito, and I take a piece, and he takes a look at it, and he says, it's very droll, sort of neutral sort of look. He says, there's no known defense against cheesecake. But you know, you eat cheesecake every day and you lose the flavor for it. You know, it just doesn't, you know, you get disenchanted with it, and if you have to keep eating it, you get even more disenchanted. So that you know, as good as something can be, it can be overwhelming. So that, you know, that sense of disenchantment, nipita, stepping back from it because it isn't the be all and end all. It isn't the source of eternal happiness and well being. Nothing can possibly do that. So that there's a disenchantment, and that's where nipita is, that stepping back from things that you know can't possibly truly satisfy one and make one replete. Yeah. So and nipita is an incredibly wholesome, bright state of mind. And you see that there's many discourses where the Buddha gives these progressive outlines or causal conditions for mental development and starting at various places where, in some sense, and it kicks into delight and delight causing, being a cause for a condition for the arising of joy, joy being condition for the arising of tranquility, tranquility being cause for the arising of happiness, happiness being cause for the arising of samadhi, of concentration, concentration being a cause for the seeing things in their true nature. Seeing things in their true nature is a cause for nipita. So it's like this building on these layers of very wholesome, clear mental states, and then arriving at disenchantment, and disenchantment being cause for a condition for freedom.